What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the Fit, Healthy, and Most of All Happy podcast. I am your coach and host, Josh, here with
his co-host and co-coach, KG, and I'm in the house.
And we got an episode today that is dear to my heart because if there's one thing I think people struggle with the most, it's finding success on the weekends. I know too many people, I've been there myself. You do everything right during the week, nutrition's on point, you're getting your sleep, you're getting your workouts done. The weekend comes, you wake up Monday and you say, what happened? You go on that scale, you've undone all that progress or gone even more backwards. And a good example, I mean, we've said it before, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. And living through that, I think, is equally as insane. It's hard when every week you come in with this positive attitude, 5 days are good, and then 2 days you really go off the rails. And it's unfortunate how it works, but if you're in a heavy deficit for those 2 days and you're in maintenance or just below maintenance for 5 days, you can absolutely lose net progress, especially in terms of body fat. And this is where people go wrong. And it's hard when you work so hard, the weekend comes up, it's a special time, but this is something I've struggled with. This is something Kyle struggled with. This is something dozens and dozens of our clients have struggled with, but the great news is we've helped all of them through it. We have an amazing lock on this, and I'm really excited to showcase the tips that helped me succeed through this to help you as well. So first and foremost, the biggest tip I want to lead in with, so this is going to be four steps today. The first step I need you to do is to change your mindset about the weekend. So the weekend is an awesome time. It's a time to celebrate, see people. Hopefully you're doing less work. It could be your time. All these things are amazing, but you need to stop putting it up on this pedestal of like, it's the weekend, so I need to absolutely eat out every single night. I need to just let loose. I need to just do whatever I want and appreciate what I had during the week, because at a certain point, overindulgence becomes more of a net negative, and doing what's actually best for you will feel better. So just the same, there's nothing wrong if the weekend's there, you have a special event, that's absolutely okay, but don't feel just because an event is here that you need to just let loose, go off the deep end. I find it's very similar of a mindset with vacations, and by changing that mindset, that is the first big step. It's just like any other day. It's just on the weekend. It's a little different. You might be outside of your own routine, but what's awesome is you can still create your own routine within it. And that is something we will obviously get into in a little bit, but you want to use those same strategies that you had success with during the week. So eating good meals, getting a workout in if you need to, navigating the different events that come up during the week. People all the time will say, I go to a dinner on Wednesday, I'm totally fine, I succeed. I go out on Saturday and I don't know what happens. And like, it's just something I see a lot. And the first part is definitely that mindset. If you have that attitude of, I will get through this, I can still have a lot of fun, I can still be successful. And by removing that all or nothing mindset, this is probably the biggest thing of peace I can offer, because when you get in this vicious cycle of just, like I said, succeeding during the week, failing off during the weekend, that is where it gets really hard. And just don't fall into these common traps because you're quote unquote letting loose. You're relaxing, you're watching Netflix, you're like, I need a pint of ice cream and six large pizzas and a 24 case of beer, like all these different things. Like, just because you're in the weekend, enjoy the fact that you're not working, that you're watching some Netflix. Sit there, relax, enjoy the one thing. Don't feel the need to like just smother yourself with hedonistic pleasures, because when you do that, like I said, it's the same concept, and something I've been ruminating a lot on myself is too much of anything good is bad. When I wake up in the morning, probably the number one thing I'm excited for is that morning coffee. I try to wait 45 to 60 minutes to have it, and I love it. I love every sip of it. It makes me feel fantastic. But what's funny is when I usually have a second cup, the second cup isn't as good as the first cup. If I have four cups, I just feel too wired, too anxious. It makes you feel horrible. Too much of a good thing becomes bad. And it's the same with anything else. Like I mentioned before with kids, you have a sweet, it's delicious, it's fun, it's totally okay. You eat a whole bag of them, your stomach's gonna hurt, you're gonna feel horrible. And it's the same thing with that attitude of the weekend. Enjoy the time for what it is, do it in moderation, but you need to change your mindset of just like needing to overdo every component of it. So the first is change your mindset. What do you have to add there, Kyle?
And so one thing I want to say, and this is why it's so great, it's a step-by-step process, because if you start with any of these other tips first, it's not going to work, because your mindset is everything. And one thing I just wanted to add on there is you really have to avoid treating it as if you're rewarding yourself. So I know where a lot of people go off is they say, I've had such a good week, I've been so busy, so now is my time to reward myself. But they reward themselves with things that are going to push them backwards and leave them feeling like crap. So when you have the mindset of, I'm actually going to reward myself with really good stuff and make these small positive changes. And because I've had such a great week, I'm going to have an even better weekend. You're going to see absolutely incredible results. And I just wanted to share that because I think it's so important to consider. I used to, once again, do the exact same thing like Josh mentioned. I would, you know, say, oh man, I've had chicken, broccoli, and rice all week. I've stuck to my calories. I've done so great. Now, because I've done that, I'm going to go off on the weekend. And it just ends up undoing results. And where so many people struggle is when you actually think of the weekend, depending on how you look at it, but I would say Friday to Sunday, it ends up being about 40% of your week. So you've done 60% really solid work from Monday to Thursday, and then Friday to Sunday, 40%-ish, you end up going overboard. And there's no wonder you're not seeing results. So just wanted to be fully transparent there.
Okay, now that we've changed your mindset, the next step is to actually have success and get ahead early before the weekend actually comes. Where a lot of people go wrong is they'll go, I always miss my weekend workouts. I'm supposed to work out Saturday, Sunday. I always miss it. So like, let's say you're doing 4 workouts during the week. You're gonna do yourself such a favor, especially if you know you're the type of person that doesn't wanna work out on the weekend, to not do it on the weekend. To me, I really like to use Sunday as like a rest day. I like it just to be my time and to kind of be away from everything and work. And I really make an effort to make sure I'm doing all my work beforehand. Because if I leave a bunch of work for Sunday, I'm going to enjoy it less because I'm going to have more to do. There's going to be more stress there, and I'm going to feel like that pull to do it. And it's the same with the gym. If you're like someone who doesn't like working out on the weekend, don't set 2 workouts for the weekend. On the other side, some people love working out on the weekend. They like that they're not rushed. They can spend 3 hours there. They enjoy it. That is totally okay. That is where you need to be aware of what you need to do. And during the week, I find one of the easiest things you can do is when you shoot into the weekend, you bank 5 good workouts, you've had really good food, you're all set. It makes it way easier to actually go into that weekend with enthusiasm and to be in a position of success. So before the weekend even comes, you want to put yourself to be in as good of a position as possible. We've mentioned a lot recently the concept of doing something your future self will thank you for. And this is a really big part of it. So don't be playing catch up is probably one of the biggest things I can say. And then as we get into the weekend too, start strong, finish strong. I'm really big on this. And with the weekend, don't just say it's Saturday, I've been having Greek yogurt every other day, I'm gonna eat nothing. One thing I'll do is I'll still have some variety. And sometimes I do like to be like, oh, it's Saturday, I'm gonna do something different. So I'll have Kodiak cakes, which are really high in protein, which are fantastic. I'm still hitting my protein. I'm still in that position of success. Instead of just doing the absolute flip side and just eating a pound of bacon, it's gonna make me feel horrible and it's gonna put me in this deficit. You wanna start strong and finish strong. And this is a big part of it. And you can still have that change, as you can see, of like, oh, I've had Greek yogurt Monday to Friday, Saturday I'm gonna have something novel, but still have that novelty be something successful, especially if you are planning to go out a little bit later. So that is a big thing I really like to really say. Another big thing too is like, analyze what actually you want to on that weekend. What really relaxes, what really nourishes you? I don't know about you, but if you just sit there and overdo like watching Netflix or things that aren't good for you, or just eat foods you know you shouldn't be eating, it actually makes you feel worse after. You feel good for about 3 seconds doing it, but by getting ahead early and really analyzing what nourishes me on the weekend, for me, some of the things I really enjoy doing are just taking a second to think. I love reading, meditating, going on walks, doing activities with friends, trying new restaurants. These are all things I do quite enjoy, and I can do that can actually push me forward and can have success. Whereas I'm aware of the things that I think I'd want to do that I know won't help me. For instance, if you go and just blow all your money in one day, you'll feel good for 2 seconds, but that's not going to be something the future you is going to be proud of. So that's number 2. What's number 3, Kyle?
Number 3 is fail to plan, plan to fail. So I firmly believe this, and I think this is pretty much like one of the most, I mean, they're all super important steps, but this is a thing where I think a lot of people struggle with. And honestly, preparing for the week, having everything planned out is super, super important. But when it comes to the weekend, I see so many people have no plan, no intention. They don't have their groceries ready. They don't have their meals scheduled out. And I think it happens to do with just the fact that Monday to Friday, you're so consistent with everything. So you just really naturally want to let loose. But I find it's even more important to have that structure, to plan out the meals, to pre-log, even more important during the weekend because of less structure, because of more time on your hands, and even more social events, it becomes so important. So when it comes down to even things such as special events, weddings, whatever it is that takes place on the weekend, I find this is where it gets so challenging. And even myself, I'll find I have to sit there either the night before or the morning of, and while I'm on a deficit, while I'm trying to eat better, make all these better decisions, I have to actually be so much more prepared to put everything into my Fitness Pal, because that allows me to start the day off with the right amounts of food. I have to decide what I need to have for lunch so that way I can still navigate that social event, as I know that's naturally going to take place. And where a lot of people struggle is they kind of just, going back to the mindset thing, is they'll turn everything off and say, well, it doesn't matter. They'll not log anything during the weekend, and they'll say, well, I had a social event, I couldn't do anything. Whereas there's so many different ways to get ahead and also just make sure to plan. So all of these steps go hand in hand with this one. And it's something I see happen so often, but I want to really stress, get your groceries done, get your food pre-logged, get things prepared and cooked up if you need to, and you will see much better success on the weekend.
Yeah, I like to see it as, how can I make this as easy as possible for myself to make good decisions? Stock the food, stock the house with healthy food, have fun, novel, healthier snacks where you know you're going to want to reach for something, have like a Quest chip or another healthy alternative, have a ton of veggies available, have some popcorn, like go to some of those healthier options, have them available. And especially with events, the more you can plan for them, the better. If you're like, this weekend's crazy, I got a bachelor party, like how am I going to navigate this? That's going to take some more thought and effort, and like when you're going to the gym, like what level of intention are you going to bring? Can you pre-log those drinks? If you're going out to like a dinner, some of our favorite tips are looking up the restaurant in advance, deciding what you want. A lot of them have the nutrition facts, plugging it in MyFitnessPal and reverse engineering your day. You can go out, enjoy this event guilt-free, know exactly, okay, I have this meal, I'm having two drinks, I'm going to enjoy myself, it's Saturday. And then the rest of the day you can eat and structure around that. You can utilize tools like Protein Fast. It provides you with a lot of different options. And by doing this, as opposed to just going in with no plan, you're going to have no ability to succeed, and it's going to make it way harder. Something like a wedding, if I was going to a wedding, I know somewhat the selection I've chose. Of course, there's variations to everything. Maybe that chicken breast will be wrapped in bacon, and maybe it comes with a dessert. Oh no, what am I gonna do? Quite simply, you could just not eat the bacon. You can have the chicken breast. You could say, I'm gonna have the bacon, no problem. Dessert comes around. People always have this attitude of, I need to eat it because it's there. I need to eat my full portion. One of the easiest tips that no one seems to entertain is like just eating half of your portion. You can even take some home, have food for the next day. Like, there are a lot of ways to navigate it. Where people go wrong is they just have no plan. They eat it, whatever. They have a few drinks. They're like, oh, I've had four drinks. I ate this. I had two desserts. And then that's where people get like 3,000 extra calories in a day, and they really undo their progress. And then Saturday's a wash. Sunday becomes a wash. And that's where if you don't put in the effort to plan, it's going to make it worse. And to me, you're doing yourself more of a disservice, because by doing this, you're going to feel miserable for just enjoying yourself and having this event. Whereas when you have success, you do the things you like, you feel the reward, you're in your parameters, it's fantastic. And these tips obviously become more structured and difficult the bigger a deficit you're in. But if you're someone who's worked hard, you're eating at maintenance, like I can absolutely enjoy myself within reason, have most of what I want, and I can enjoy myself too knowing I'm not pigging out, going off the deep end, having more than I'd even want, where I feel bloated and disgusting and get a headache. So this is a big part of it, and just coming up with that plan is so effective. Navigating around the events of the day, getting in the protein, getting in some movement, makes it quite simple. So that was a big one. And then last but not least, the final step is to really remember your goals and or have goals in the first place. When you know what you're working towards, it makes it easier to make better decisions in that moment. And it's really important you remember it too, as much as, for instance, yesterday we're at a hockey game, I'm smelling pretzels, these people had pasta at a hockey game because at Florida hockey games they serve pasta apparently. I'm in my mini cut right now, and as good as that smelt, and I would have enjoyed eating it for 3 seconds, it's not the highest quality food. I would have spent like probably $30 for it. I would have felt horrible being over my calories, and I didn't need it. And yesterday, I'm thankful I didn't have it, which is hilarious. And like in that moment, you just got to remember, no, I'm working towards something I'm doing. And the second you make those decisions, be like, ah, I'm throwing it to the wind, you'll make that decision more and more often. You'll really have trouble locking into anything and seeing any more progress. And that is where that discipline really does come in handy. And For me, it's easier to be disciplined when you have systems, when you have preparation, when you have goals that you've really been mindful of. And this doesn't mean you can't have fun. I was debating yesterday. I'm like, do I want a hot dog at the game? Even with my mini cut, I could have totally made that fit. That would be no problem. But I decided, I'd rather have an extra burger at home. I don't really want that there. I don't even want to spend the money, no matter what it is. And just the same, you can still go out with your buddies. You can still have a good time. You can still go to all your favorite restaurants. And sometimes for me, even with my calories, it'll mean like, okay, I'm only having a main, an appetizer, and a dessert. I'm not having two desserts. When I have like a ton of calories, I'm in a bit of a bulk. But for other people, that might be I'm having this delicious meal, having a glass of wine, which I really savor, but I'm not going to be able to enjoy dessert tonight. Just the opposite, they'll say, I'm not going to have that wine, but I'm going to be able to have this dessert. Like, it's push and pull. And when you have goals and you stick within them, you're going to feel so much better and it's just going to be amazing. And even within this too, I do want to stress, understand variables will come. There are times where you can have intentional days and you can be outside of that structure. You do just need to know, by making an intentional choice to say, I'm going to go over my calories or I'm going to X, Y, Z, there can be a cost of that. It could pull you from that goal. But if you're like, if it undoes 4 days progress, I'm comfortable with that because I've been so consistent. I know I'm going to continue to be consistent. And by planning to do that, you'll enjoy it more. It'll be more intentional. And going forward, you're not going to be like, oh, this day was a wash, so I'm going to throw everything to the wind. So this is a big part of it. And I find by winning these small decisions, that's how some of the best transformations are made. And we really wanted to dwell on this because I know it is such a big theme, the concept of the weekend and the challenges within it. So that's what I have there. Anything you want to add on?
Yeah, it makes me sad to see like so many people working so incredibly hard, doing all the right stuff, showing up consistently and just not getting those results. And like Josh said, a lot of it comes down to just really not having that discipline on the weekend, not having the right mindset, not having the right steps and game plan. So each step here, take it one by one, work on improving it. You don't have to do everything at once, especially if you are someone who has really struggled over the years and it's a new habit and a new territory. Take one thing, start with the mindset, go to the next tip, prepare beforehand, start to, you know, focus on proper preparation for the third one, and then also remembering your goals. And this will allow you to succeed in the long run and just get the best results possible. So we really hope it helped.
And hey, if you want the best results possible, having a coach on your side, having accountability, that is the number way to make sure you see your success through it. When you have someone on your side, someone to help you navigate these situations, to take all the guesswork out of it so you can be eating the most food possible with no food restrictions, being on the best workouts and being on the fastest track to seeing the results for you, go ahead, check out our website, learn more about what we do with online coaching, and we would love to take you to that next level. So go ahead, check that out. That'll be the first link in the bio of this episode. We really do hope this helped you. Stay strong in those moments. You can absolutely overcome bad weekends. And what's amazing is you have one weekend in a row, two weekends, three weekends. It'll become a habit. It'll be easy. And you'll be past this cycle of good weeks, horrible weekends. So we hope this helped a lot. Thanks for tuning in. Peace out.